Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The biggest lesson I have learned about being off of dating apps is it's not about quantity, it's about quality. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I'm gonna jump straight into it. I'm tired. I'm completely exhausted. We are coming off of St. Patrick's Day weekend and I went to Savannah. So, quick tip, never, ever, ever go on a vacation like St. Patrick's Day or like a carnival or something of that matter when you are already exhausted, unless you plan on taking time off after the vacation to sleep, because I was tired, boss. So, I have not had a day off in going on 3 weeks, so I am sleep deprived. I did not expect to get back from Savannah so late last night. And yeah, I did not want to record today, but the show must go on and I'm just going to have to push through. Absolutely did not know what I was going to talk about today, but I was trying to figure out what's some low hanging fruit that I can discuss. Because I really was just going to do St. Patrick's Day recap, which I'm still going to do. But just talk about a few things, but the main topic being the secret to dating without dating apps, just because that is the era that I'm in. So first, St. Patrick's Day was busy, meaning that we were going from sunup to sundown both days. We went up Saturday morning, came back Sunday night. And if you've ever been to Savannah on St. Patrick's Day, you know it is very much giving Mardi Gras, but a little bit smaller, but very much giving Mardi Gras, like long lines, lots of people, lots of action. It's a lot going on. To give you an example, an Uber for 7 miles was $50. $50 to travel 7 miles in an Uber. They was taxing because that's how many people be out there, right? So for the most part, I had fun. The only thing I regret is not getting rest before. And yeah, because I just didn't have as much fun because I'm so tired, if that makes sense. I don't know if you've ever been on a vacation that is like, this wasn't even a vacation. This was a trip. Okay. Because baby, vacation means rest in my mind. A trip is when you in and out somewhere and you doing stuff the whole time. So that is what I said. Now, I did have a bad experience at a restaurant that I want to tell you guys about because I'm still flabbergasted. So I went to this restaurant downtown Savannah called Toast, not to be confused with Toast Atlanta. They are not the same restaurant. They don't have the same owners, nothing. It is very different. So do not confuse what I'm saying with Toast Atlanta. It's not. It's just a restaurant in Savannah called Toast. It is not Toast Atlanta. Okay. So going to this restaurant, it looks like a lot of people waiting, but I really wanted brunch and I really wanted mimosas. So I go and I ask, like, how long is the wait? The wait was only 25 minutes and then they text you so you can walk off. So I was with one other person. She ended up going to another restaurant because she didn't want to wait. And then I walked with her, then came back when they text me about my table. Okay. So everything's cool. I sit down. So the first issue was as soon as I sat down, I placed both my orders. I placed my drink order and I placed my food order. I only got shrimp and grits. You must understand that. Shrimp and grits is like the easiest thing for a restaurant to make because the grits are already prepared and usually they already prepare the stuff to go on top of the shrimp and grits. So it is a very easy order. I know the restaurant was busy. I used to serve. So it's certain things that I know about restaurants, how busy they are, and just etiquette a server is supposed to have, etiquette a manager is supposed to have, just caring for the customer. So I put my order in as soon as I sat down. First, it took me 15 minutes to get my drink order. I don't know why it took 15 minutes. The bar wasn't packed. I'm looking over there. They're not super busy, but, and they're well staffed. So it shouldn't have taken me that long. What I think the issue was, is what I noticed, is it was mostly big tables. So it was mostly tables of five people, six people, seven people, whatever. And they put me in an area where it was in a back corner. So basically I felt invisible because it's like my waiter never came to check on me. She like, it was bad, y'all. Like, again, I used to serve for years. I used to be a manager. I used to be a supervisor. So I know most points except the kitchen, but other points, like, I know what that feels like. So the lady never comes to check on me. I waited for my food. My drink for 15 minutes. Then food, I'm waiting like 30 minutes. Nothing. My waiter, I have to flag her down because she's not coming to check on me. Then the manager's walking around. Do you know that lady yawned in my face? I'm not exaggerating. Literally, I said, excuse me. And she said, what were you saying? I'm like, can you check on my shrimp and grits that I ordered 30 minutes ago? Like, and I'm seeing people get their food. Now, I can't confirm or deny if they had sat before me or after me, but I really feel like some of those people had sat after me and I'm sitting by myself and it's just me. So if it's just me, I get the kitchen has tickets that like come up one at a time, but at least come and check on the guests. At least come let them know it's going to be this many more minutes. I'm so sorry for nothing. So the lady yawns in my face. I tell her to go check. She's like, I'm gonna go check. Y'all, why she take two steps and one of the big tables stops and talks to her? She completely forgets to go check on my food. Oh, I forgot to add. I'm waiting on my drink for 15 minutes when she's on the way back with my drink. She's on the way with my drink, y'all. There's a table right next to me with two people. She has my drink in her hand. They stop her. Instead of her saying, hold on, y'all, give me 1 second, let me give her her drink, she stops with my drink, holding it, talking over my drink to the other people for 5 minutes, then brings me my drink. So, fast forward, lady yawns in my face, says she's going to check on it, don't go check on it, gets caught up at another table, never goes to check on it, never comes back to talk to me, nothing. So now it's been 35 minutes, I'm still waiting on my food. I got to pee. I was waiting the whole time, hoping they would come back to me. They did not. Okay, so finally, I get up. I go to the restroom. I'm waiting for like 5 minutes. Y'all, tell me why when I come back, there is a server at my table picking up everything on my table. My mimosa, this other cup that I brought from the outside. Picking my stuff up because she thinks I'm gone. Because I told y'all I'm invisible. She thinks I'm leaving. She thinks I've left. She has a whole nother person about to sit in my seat. I haven't eaten. I haven't paid nothing. I just got this mimosa I've been sitting in front of for 40 minutes at this point. So I rush over and I'm like, hey, I'm still here. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm thinking in my mind, like, this is crazy. So I sit down and I start laughing because like people started to notice because again, I'm invisible. So I feel like the patrons don't even notice who I am because until like I got a little loud because these girls turned around, they were like, are you okay, is everything, I'm good. I'm like, I just been here for like 45 minutes and nobody's checking on me and I haven't got my food. And they were like, dang, that's messed up. And so I'm like, yeah. So I sit there and I say, you know, I wonder if I walked out of this restaurant would they even notice. Let me test the theory. So I took my good old mimosa, poured it in a glass and walked clean out. I just want to preface this. I know what it feels like to be a server. If someone walks out on your tab, you have to pay for that. That's why in the past I have been walked out on, but it's hard to walk out on me. First of all, because I'm very attentive. The only time somebody has walked out on me has been when the bill was like $200-$300, $400, and they ain't got the money. So they wait until they can't see me no more and they run out. And it's like a very expensive bill. The only thing I got was the mimosa, which was only $20. And honestly, I feel like I was owed that for my pain and suffering. And I really have, again, even when I get bad service, I always tip. I had already told myself I'm not tipping her because this is crazy. This is ridiculous. Two, I've never walked out of a restaurant. I really wanted to flag somebody down, get it. But after the manager yawned in my face, I just felt like if I flag them down and complain about this stuff, I just don't think I'm still not going to get the treatment because I'm invisible. One of the managers already yawned in my face. If I got to talk to her, baby, I'm gone. So I left and they didn't notice. And that's just what it is. So if you are going to Savannah soon, please do not go eat at Toast. They are not the business. I'm sorry. They're just not the business. It's just not. The food didn't even look all that good, but I really just wanted mimosas. Now, that mimosa was busting. Shout out to the bartender. Now, if I would have known what he was, I would have definitely tipped him because that mimosa was busting. Okay? Because usually they put too much juice in the mimosa. Nah, this mimosa was mimosa. Love that. Love that. So, what else did I want to talk about? Can we talk about how nice and seemingly dope of a boyfriend DDG seems to be? I don't know why people hate that boy, but DDG is the person that is dating Holly Bailey. And they've been together for a while, just had a kid together. And people stay bashing him, but he seems like such a good guy. He's always supporting Holly. He just did a surprise for her for the NAACP Awards. I think she was nominated. I don't know if she won or not, but he did like this little surprise where he gave her these awards. So that made her cry. I thought that was so cute. But we need to, not we, because I don't be doing it. I love seeing men be nice to women and women be nice to men on the internet, because you see so much bashing, so much hate, so much arguing, so much negativity that it is refreshing when you see a relationship that is healthy. And I think because misery will always love company, people who just want to be miserable, don't want to believe good things, they will never believe that this relationship is just genuine. They're always going to find an excuse, but you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, blah, blah, blah. Baby, we got enough negativity out here in this world to believe that some positivity is going on. So I just love to see that. I look for that, like, change my algorithm so I don't only see dating horror stories and all of this stuff, because I'm so exhausted. Now, today I'm a mind me in business a little bit, and not really, because I don't like talking about what men do because I'm not a man. I don't know how they process information. The older I get, the more I realize I don't understand men. But I did want to talk about an interview Devon Franklin did with Nick Cannon. Not the whole interview because I only saw a clip, but Devon Franklin asked Nick Cannon, do he believe men are in their soft era? Now, I feel like he asked him out of context because Nick Cannon said that men don't have the ability to be soft because men can rarely express their emotions. I don't think they
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Understand what women mean by men being in their soft era, When we say a man is in his soft era, that means that he wants to be a city girl. That means that he wants to be a pamper princess. That means that he wants us to pursue him. That means that he is very, very sassy and he wants us to get on our knee and propose. He wants us to chase him. Like, that's what we mean by that. We do not mean men don't express yourself. That's not what that means. And I really wish he would have asked it in the proper context, because I want to know the answer to that question. I want to know what men who are older, who did not grow up feeling like women should chase them and that they're the prize or that they're high value men, et cetera, et cetera. Men who did not grow up in that generation, I want to know what they think about men nowadays who are more like, pursue me, I'm not the pursuer anymore, who are more like, I'm not going to approach you anymore. I want to hear that. Like, I think that would be a good conversation, but he didn't ask it in the proper context, because when we say men are in their soft era, we are not talking about men being emotional. That's not what we're talking about. We want men to be vulnerable. I know I do. Please be more vulnerable, but in the proper way. Please express your emotions in a way where they don't come out only as anger or bashing or passive aggression. Like, because I don't want to police how people express themselves, but it's really hard for us to understand men when they are not properly stating how they feel in an accurate way. A man in the comments said that. A man said, it's okay for men to be emotional, but how you express those emotions is the issue, because men are often like, we're not emotional, but anger is an emotion. Passive aggression is an emotion. Blowing up on women, bashing women is an emotion. Insulting people because you're sad about how you feel about yourself, that's an emotion. Like, these are emotions. So it's just about emotional intelligence. Now, I do understand that a lot of men just are not taught to be emotionally intelligent, but after a while, we have to stop using that excuse that I didn't grow up like that, because, baby, I didn't grow up without a father, and I grew up with a mom who also wasn't emotionally intelligent. But guess what I had to do? Go to therapy, work on myself, read some books, listen to constructive criticism, work through my ish, and I learned, and I'm still learning, and I had to be receptive. And that's just what it's about. So we have to stop using that excuse after a while, because when you get a certain age, that just don't fly. Because when you get in a relationship, are you just going to be like, this is how I am? No, you're going to change, hopefully. So that's just my little two cents. I really wish he asked it in the context of what most of us are saying when we say men are in their soft era and they want to be passenger princesses and brides. That's what we mean. All right. Finally, to the subject at hand. The secret to dating without dating apps. That's what I'm on. For those who don't know, I have been off dating apps for over a year and counting. And what I have learned, the biggest lesson I have learned about being off of dating apps is, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. I think we are told so many times that, oh, you got to put yourself out there. You got to date. And that's the only way you're going to meet your person. That's the only way you're going to do it, blah, 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 blah. And I understand why they say that, because you do, in most cases, you do increase your chances at meeting somebody or ended up in a relationship if you have enough numbers, but you also increase your not only do you increase your chances at love, but you also increase your chances at being exhausted by dating, you know, because when you're constantly just going out with every single person that you meet and you're not looking as much for the quality, you're only focused on the quantity, you increase being tainted by love, being tainted by dating. It's so many people. Do you know how many TikToks, Instagram stories I hear about horrible dating and people swear stay giving up on dating after dating for 1 week? I really heard a girl say she's been on 8 dates from dating apps and all of them suck. And now she just quits. And I think that's the issue. When you get so focused on how many and you're not as focused on the quality, because this is the mindset I have right now. I don't care if it doesn't work out with the wrong person, because all I need is Mr. Right. That's it. Like, I don't care if I don't go on a date every week, because I'm not finna sit here and waste my time. I don't need the validation of going on all these dates. I don't need the validation of having someone next to me. I don't need the validation of a man calling me beautiful and all that stuff like that all the time to feel like I am, because I can validate myself. Now, I do like being complimented. I'm not saying that. I do enjoy that. But what I'm saying is, like, a lot of people date a lot because they need that validation. And they feel like if they're not dating, that means that there's something wrong with them or they're not XYZ. And that's not the truth. So what I will say is this. When you stop using dating apps, you are not going to go on as many dates. You're just not. We're in a new era of dating where it's this stupid gender war that's only going on with African-American people, which is so stupid. So it's so much going on that neither one of us trust each other for the most part. So it's like this constant push and you constantly got your guard up. So that's already one. Two, a lot of men are not approaching women, and a lot of women don't know if they're supposed to approach a man or not. And if they should, or if they do, they don't know how to. So like, that's also an issue. Three, a lot of women are just opting out of dating, period. A lot of men are too. They said there are more number of men who are like opting to not date at all. So it's just this huge separation. So if you're not on dating apps, it's rare that you're going to go out and just get an influx. You remember back in the day in college, of course, in college and when you're younger, it's more people that are single nowadays. Of course, you got more married people, depending on your age, because I'm 34. So remember back in the day, you can go out and come home with about 10 to 15 phone numbers. I miss them days. Those were the days, honey. But that's not how it is anymore because we're older. Again, people aren't approaching as much anymore. So just understand that. So don't be discouraged by the numbers. Just understand that usually when you meet someone out in public, you're most likely going to have a more positive experience. I'm not saying all the time, but I'm saying I know a lot of women who don't want to get on dating apps. And I think that is a-okay. I'm not on them because I got drained and burnt out from them. But just understand, going into this thing, when you choose not to use a dating app, understand your perspective needs to be, I'm looking for quality over quantity. If you want more dates, you may want to get back on the dating apps. But if you really more so want the quality and you really don't dig dating apps, you're just like, you know, understand that first. The second thing you need to understand is you must go outside. You must go outside, but you must go outside intentionally. You must go to places where the men are. Okay. And I know, and I'm not trying to sound like thirsty or anything, but like, you just kind of have to think like, where are the guys? Men are not normally at brunch. It's usually couples. Men are not normally at comedy clubs by themselves. It's usually couples. Men are not normally at, I'm trying to see something else, the grocery store at the same time women are at the grocery store. It's usually women, right? So you have to think, I've seen a lot of men out at grocery stores late at night. They usually go in the later hours. I've seen a lot of men at the gym in the later hours or like early morning. I've seen sports bars, things of that nature, cigar lounges, stuff like that. Those are where the men hang. So you have to go where the men are. You can't just expect them to come to you. Also understand, again, we are not in a day and age where men approach women like back in the day. You may have to lock eyes on him and smile, because I know how we like to do. We like to stare at him and think he gonna say something to us. No, sometimes you gotta smile at him and hopefully he'll come over there. Give him a little wave. Like, I'm not saying go over up to him, you know, with the biggie. Who you attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? I'm not telling you to do all that. But just understand you have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit if you're going to be dating without dating apps. Third thing, be open-minded We have to be open-minded. We have to be open-minded. And what I mean by being open-minded is like, you just really have to be open to how you meet someone, where you meet someone. I'm not telling you to settle or anything like that, but just be open-minded. You know, people in this day and age are so critical because everyone has their guard up. So people are just so short-tempered. They lack grace. It's just a lot going on. Like the craziest stuff we be hearing on the internet, that's how all these stupid lists got made. Oh, you can't go here on the first date. Oh, you can't go to a coffee shop on the first date. Oh, you can't do X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah on the first. Be open-minded. Don't sweat the small stuff. Like, that's dumb. Now, I don't do come to my house, go to your house first dates. That's just unsafe. But I will do a coffee date. I will go to Cheesecake Factory. Because who don't want that cheesecake at the end of that date? Because I do. What are you saying? I do. I always say this. I honestly don't like big extravagant dates on the first date, because if I don't like you like that, I don't want to experience all that for you. I'm too old to be dating men to take me out on dates. I can take me out on that date, or I could just go with somebody I like. If I don't know I like you yet, I don't want nothing big and extravagant. Give me something chill and small. Take me to a little park. We can walk through the, let's take a long walk. Yeah. I don't have time for all that, okay? And yeah, I just feel like we have to be more open-minded, especially when you're not on day naps. You just have to be. You have to be. You have to be more open-minded and get out of your comfort zone. So those are the three secrets that I'm finding with this whole dating off of dating apps. Again, number one, you got to understand that it's quality over quantity. Number two, you got to understand that you got to go outside. You got to go outside. And number three, you got to understand that you got to be open-minded. You just got to be open-minded. Somebody could take you on a date you never thought you would go on. You could have the best time of your life. Just be open-minded. That's it. And also, just don't go to that restaurant Toast in Savannah. Not to be confused with Toast on Lenox. It's not the same thing. Well, all right, y'all. I'm tired. I done talked enough. Till next time, bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.